Hello again, welcome to the program. We continue today in this series on God's church manual. He said to this pastor, his name was Timothy, he was pastoring a church at Ephesus, he said that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. He said thou. He's talking to Timothy. He's talking to the pastor. He's not talking to some carnal Corinthian. He's talking to a man who traveled with him, that is Paul, for several years, went to prison with him. When the time came, he was just there, solidly sold to the cause of Jesus Christ. Now he said, Timothy, I'm writing to you that you may know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Sometimes I think as pastors we like to preach these things to our church people, and there certainly is an application there, but it's not written to them, it's written to us. Today we're going to look at chapter 4 and verse number 16, where we read, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Before we look at it, let's make this message in song our sincere message. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement did give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Make this your sincere prayer today.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee. Sin and disgrace, such love constrains me to answer His call. Follow His leading and give Him my thank you. living for Jesus wherever. I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.
We're looking at verse 16, chapter 4, take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now take heed. That's in the Bible. Jesus said it quite a few times. It's there altogether 55 times in the Bible. Make a good series of messages. He said, take heed to thyself. He's talking to the pastor and how thou ought to behave thyself. Then in chapter 4 and verse 7, he said, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Then in chapter 4 and verse number 15, these things give thyself wholly to them. Then in 4 and 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. And then in 5 and 22, keep thyself pure. And then 1 Timothy 6 and 5, withdraw thyself. Another series of messages here. Now, how can we make this a reality? The Bible is very plain when it comes to doing these things. We're not going to do them in the power of the flesh. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit. It's important to understand that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. And so the Bible gives us the scriptures we need on how we ought to behave ourselves, whether that's in the church or in the car or in the house or in a restaurant. The Bible gives us directions. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth. But the Holy Spirit does not speak to our soul. He speaks to our spirit. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. But the Bible says we're a three-part being, and the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. In turn, our spirit should dictate to what is called ourselves here, or our soul. So the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, bearing witness with our spirit then dictating to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how these things that we ought to take heed to can be a reality in our lives. Take heed unto thyself. Now he's talking again to Peter, or to Timothy here. And in 1 and 2 Timothy, we've looked at this list before. Some, it says, turned aside unto vain jangling. Some made shipwreck. Some departed from the faith. Some turned aside after Satan. Some sinned openly. Some sinned secretly. Some coveted after money. Some erred concerning the faith. Some had their faith overthrown. Some were vessels to dishonor, but small remnant were vessels to honor. And so he's looking at a solid little fundamental church here. It's the church at Ephesus. There's more written about that church than any church in the Bible. But in that church, written for our admonition, at the end of the age, the Bible says, these things are written for you as you come to the end of the age. Take heed unto thyself. Now the context here is 1 Timothy 4:1, neither give heed to fables. Don't listen to those things that have no solid foundation. 1 Timothy 4:1, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's a doctrine of devil right now that says you don't have to repent in order to be saved. That is a doctrine promoted by the devil that originated in hell and has been delivered by fundamental independent Baptist preachers. Take heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Then in 4 and 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. And then Titus 1 and 14, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now the context of all of this, Timothy, pastor, take heed unto thyself. And so he says, take heed. What's that mean? It's a phrase that, according to the dictionary, means there's present danger, a problem, or some other unpleasant situation. Take heed. Now, we're going to be doing a series after we're done with this one on the coming storm. If you don't have your head buried in the sand, you can see that days ahead are going to get rough for those of us who believe the Bible. Take heed. There's some pleasant, some present danger that are unpleasant, not very good situations coming for Christians. And so he says, take heed to thyself. Oh, you remember Peter? He said, oh, you don't have to worry about me. I'll never deny you. I'll even die for you. And within a few hours, when he saw that present danger and what they were doing to Jesus, he even cursed and swore, said, I never knew the man. What about Abraham? Well, we're not dealing here with a couple of floozies. We're not dealing with a couple of carnal Corinthians. These are godly men, leaders. Abraham, you got a present danger here? Yeah, I'll tell my wife. Tell the king you're my sister because I don't want to get hurt. Yeah, we're not talking about carnal people here. We're talking about God's chosen leadership. And in this case, it's Timothy. Take heed unto thyself. Not only that, take heed to the doctrine that you continue in them. That is to remain in a specified position. The Bible is very plain on our position and what we should do as Christians and as Christian leaders. He says, continue in them. 1 Timothy 2:15, continue in the faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. 2 Timothy 3:14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. 1 Timothy 4:15, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. Now, save thyself, not talking about going to heaven, save yourself from this untoward generation. Jude said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. That's not losing your salvation. It's talking about falling for the apostasy of our day. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now again, some turned aside unto vain jangling. The definition of turned is to change a direction. It's a decision. If we're going to turn from the truth, sound doctrine, to vain jangling, it's because we decide to change direction for some reason. Some made shipwreck. They made shipwreck. It doesn't say they suffered shipwreck. They made it. To make something is to cause something to exist or come about. Shipwrecks don't just happen. They are caused. Departing from the faith. Now, if we're going to depart, we're going to leave and start a journey. I'm thinking of going to see my daughter here sometime very near future. She lives about three and a half hours away. If I'm going to go and see her, I have to depart. I have to leave. If I'm going to leave, I have to make some decisions. What am I going to do with the dog? Am I going to take the dog with me? Am I going to put the dog in a kennel somewhere? What am I going to do? I need to make sure that the lights switch off and on and whatever. I need to make a decision and then depart. And when we depart from the faith, that's exactly what happens. We make a decision and we leave and we start a journey in a different direction. Some coveted after money. Covet. To covet is a feeling or a longing for something. Maybe I just want this new building. Oh, I just want a bigger building. Oh, I want this or I want that. I want to look good to my peers, my fellow pastors or my fellow Christians or whatever the case may be. Coveting. Some turned. Some made shipwreck. Some departed. Some coveted. Some erred from the faith. Now that's to miscalculate and to evaluate a situation wrongly. And some had their faith overthrown. The dictionary says that this had means to be strongly influenced to do something. And so in that good church at Ephesus, some were influenced to the place where they had their faith overthrown. And so he says, continue. Verse 11, continue. Command and teach these things. Verse 13, give attendance to reading and exhortation and to doctrine. Verse 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Wow, there's another good series of messages. Well, preacher, let's preach it to ourselves, like is the context of this portion of Scripture. It's to the pastor. Let's preach it to ourselves first. Are we teaching the things we're commanded to teach? Are we giving attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine? Are we meditating on these things? Are we giving ourselves wholly to them? Are we taking heed to the doctrine and continuing in them? Yeah, good series of messages here. He said, continue. 3:14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He said, continue in the faith, grounded and settled and not moved away. He said in Psalm 15:4, it says, he honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. Take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. That's interesting. That word here has been translated hearken 6 times. Oh, some hear, but they're not hearkening. Now, there's 3 types of hearers in the Bible. Those that are dull of hearing, Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. He said, you ought to be teaching other people by now, but I got to feed you like a baby in a baby bottle. We have a lot of baby bottle Baptists around. And then Matthew 12:13, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand, dull hearing. For this people's heart is wax gross, but their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. It's a decision. So he said, them that are hearing. Itching ears, 2 Timothy 3:4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Tickle my ears. Tickle me, Elmo. Remember that little tickle me, Elmo? Now, a lot of tickle me, Elmo Christianettes today. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The truth, the word of God. Fables, nothing, something with no solid foundation. And then we have the honest and good heart hearers, Jesus said, and they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. They keep it, and they bring forth fruit with patience. Well, that's where we should be, and that's where we should want to be, and that's where we need to be taking heed, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee. Sin and disgrace, such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading and give Him my Bringing the weary find rest in Him. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ,